Don't trust the fire, for it will burn you. Don't trust the ice, for it will freeze you. Don't trust the water, for it will drown you. Don't trust the air, for it will choke you. Don't trust the earth, for it will bury you. Don't trust the trees, for they will rip you, rend you, tear you, kill you dead. It's a child's chant. You jump over a rope faster and faster as you name the spirits. Trip on the rope, and that is the spirit that someday will kill you. Fire, ice, water, air, earth, or wood. Clutching her rope, six-year-old Delena slipped out her window and ran along the branches toward the grove, drawn to the torchlight. Her parents had said no, absolutely not, go to bed and stay there. But even then, even when she was still so young and eager to please, Delena would not be kept from her fate. She'd run toward it, arms open, and kick fate in the face. All the other children were already gathered on the forest floor, under the watch of the local hedge witch. Dropping from the branches onto the moss, Delena joined them. Her cheeks pink from her run and her hair wild from the wind, she swung her rope and began the chant, "Don't trust the fire!" Ribbons fluttered around them, bright colors to represent each of the six spirits. Buried beneath the ribbon poles and dangling around them and between the torches were charms. The children's chant and the ribbons would tempt the spirits, but the charms would repel them. It was as safe as the hedge witch knew how to make it, and she smiled at the children as she circled counterclockwise and spoke the words of protection as she'd been taught. The children jumped faster, repeating the chant. At least 2 dozen girls and boys, the youngest 6 years old and the oldest 12, had come to the grove to prophesy their future. Some were dressed in their finest, with lace in their hair and starch in their shirts, blessed with their parents' approval. Others, like Delena, wore their nightshirts and dresses and had uncombed hair and bare feet. As she skipped, Delena saw the first tree spirit poke its sharp nose between the leaves. It scurried over the branches and hung upside down to watch them, its shadow large in the torchlight. "Don't trust the water!" Another wood spirit separated from the trunk of a tree, its bulbous body covered in a thick mat of moss and leaves. Teasing the edges of the charms, an earth spirit, hairless and brown, bared its rock-like teeth. "Don't trust the air!" One child faltered. Another fell. Like Delena, they'd seen the spirits emerge from the dark forest and encircle the grove. "Don't trust the earth!" Her bare feet squished on the soft ground. It had rained a few hours before, and mud stained her toes. She imagined an earth spirit reaching up through the muck to grab her ankle, and an air spirit swooping into the air and dropping her from high above. Squeezing her eyes shut, she kept jumping. "Don't trust the trees!" Because her eyes were closed, she didn't see when the tiny tree spirit launched itself off its branch and over the charms, or when the other children stumbled and fell. Every one of them, tripping on their ropes. "Rip you, rend you, tear you." Hers was the only voice. Until the screaming began. She opened her eyes as the hedge witch shouted and the children shrieked. Blood stained the woman's bodice, and the gnarled, leaf-coated creature clung to her shoulder. Delena's foot stuck in the mud, and she forgot to jump as the rope swung down. Her parents ran toward her, her mother first with a knife and sliced the rope as it swung toward Delena's motionless feet. The two halves of the rope fell on either side of her. Other villagers poured into the grove, swarming past Delena and her parents. The others scooped up their own children. Several hurried to help the hedge witch. Still clutching the ends of the limp rope, Delena saw the spirit, blood on its shriveled, leafy face, flee up the trunk of an oak and then disappear into the night. "Wood will not take you," her mother murmured into her hair. nor fire, nor ice, nor water, nor earth, nor air. You will live, my child. You must live.